Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Mike Conte joins us on Tuesdays at this time to talk some Hawks and some Atlanta United. Luck has it, the Hawks have a game tonight.
Yes.
Playing game against the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
How are you, Mike?
I'm good. Remember, no local TV tonight, so if you want the local call, it's only going to be on 92.9 The Game, starting at 7 o'clock.
Let's start with the season that's happened so far and then start talking about tonight. Do you feel like anything needs to happen going forward for the season to be a success, or already has it been one for you?
No, I think in order for the season to be a success, frankly, I think you need to win a playoff round. Not just go to the playoffs, but win a round.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, otherwise, you're spinning your wheels. I mean, you didn't even make it out of the play-in last year. The year before that, you're out in the first round. Year before that, you're out in the first round. You haven't been out of the first round since you went to the conference finals. So, you know, in order to show tangible improvement, call the season a success, I think you have to be second round or better. Now, caveat, we're never really going to know where this would have gone if Jalen Johnson didn't get hurt. And you heard Quinn Snyder talk about this a lot on Sunday. Like a lot, actually, surprisingly so. How if Jalen didn't get hurt, they would have been in a different place. If there's no such thing as the play-in, they'd be directly in the playoffs anyway. So
you is know. He looking for, like, I don't want to say, is he like job? Like,
no, okay. No.
Does he see these other guys getting fired who have better records?
I don't think he has to worry about that there. Right. I mean, by the way, just because the Denver Nuggets did something stupid doesn't mean that the Hawks
Grizzlies
are gonna,
too.
And again, around the league, that is seen as a very stupid thing that those franchises did. Look, I mean, this is now my opinion.
Right.
The Hawks are developing under Quinn Snyder. There's no doubt about that. I mean, look at how Jalen Johnson was developing. I think Okongwu's gotten better. Rizashe from day one to now has clearly gotten better. Dyson Daniels could be most improved player in the league this year. You bring in LeVert and Niang and Mann. I think all three of them have gotten better. So LeVert, especially, since getting here, had a 30-point game the other night. So the Hawks are developing. This is not a coaching issue at all, I don't think. I think they're one or two players away from being serious contenders. But that's not on the coach. That's on, you know, where you sit right now with the money you have available to assemble those players and going out and finding someone who wants to come play here. But that's not on the coach. But, no, I mean, really, you got to show progress. You were four wins better than you were last year. That's good. I think if Jalen had stayed healthy, you're probably a 45-win team. That would be a 9-win improvement. You improved two places from last year. You were 10th last year, 8th this year. That's good. But you can't aspire to be a 40-win 8th-place team.
Right.
No. The bar has got to be a 50-win 4th or 5th-place team in order to show that you're really clearly making marked improvement and developing around the path to being a contender. So I want to see him win a playoff round. That will be very hard because
consider who they got to play.
Yeah, it's either going to be Boston or Cleveland if they get out of the play-in. And if they don't win tonight, I think they've got a big problem. Because I wouldn't want to play the Chicago Bulls right now.
They're playing pretty good.
It's true.
Actually.
They're playing some
pretty good
ball.
I don't want to play that team at all.
They got all the guys out of there that
that were causing.
Quit.
Yeah, right. They clean house.
Yeah, they did.
And the guys who are playing, like Coby White, you know, they're playing for the shirt right now, to use a soccer term.
Yeah.
So I don't want to. I really don't want to see the Bulls, and I would rather not see the Miami Heat either, because they have a habit of getting things together and surprising you in the postseason too.
Mike, how different does this team look if Jalen? Because I'm going back to what you said about what Coach Quinn was saying with Jalen. How different does this team look?
Let me throw a hypothetical at you.
Okay.
DeAndre Hunter might still be on this team.
I think he would be. And then the LeVert and all the
and then they're not here. And maybe then, this is a different discussion. I think the Hawks needed to make their second unit better. I thought that even when Jalen Johnson was healthy. Mm-hmm. Now DeAndre was doing a good job as part of the second unit. I think as a bench player, he was leading the league in points off the bench, I think, at the time of his trade. But that's one guy. And let's assume that the Capella injury still happens and the Larry Nance injury still happens and the Coby Bufkin injury, and that's important because that's why you went and got LeVert to be a backup point guard. If that happens, and you don't make those moves with DeAndre Hunter, you might not be in very good shape right now. Mm-hmm. Or DeAndre could be just sixth man of the year. He could be giving you like 25 off the bench. You don't know. But it would have been a lot different. I don't think they're going to make those trades if Jalen Johnson is still here. I think then the dilemma is, how do you continue to develop Risashe with and they probably would have started him at the three, but he would have still played less minutes.
Right.
Because DeAndre would have been cutting into those minutes. So it's huge. It's huge. It completely turned the season. I think it changed the whole idea of what they were going to do at the trade deadline, and now it also gives them a few more cards in their hand for this offseason to go out with more money to spend and bring in another guy.
Well, I think kind of go back to what we said when he got hurt, and then they made some of the moves at the deadline too, was okay, like spin it positive if you can. What has to happen now is the sort of sped up development of Zachary Risashe, which is, I think, what happened. Like, and I know that's what you're saying, but like, I don't know that he would be as far along had Jalen Johnson not gotten hurt.
Probably not.
Now, the team probably would be better, but okay, so instead of being 40 wins, they're 44, something like that. You're still
in the play-in.
Likely not winning a first-round series, so you're still likely in the same place. Yeah. So you're going to get Jalen Johnson back, and Risashe is a little further ahead than he would have gotten. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So are you saying it's a blessing in disguise, maybe?
Yeah, because you're going to get beat in the first round anyway, probably. And again, who knows? Maybe they. I don't want to be
I don't want to rule it out.
Of course.
I think they could, in a 7-game series against Cleveland, I think they could give the Cavaliers some problems. Remember, they've won 2 of 3 against Cleveland this year. I don't want to completely rule it out. You're right. They would be very heavy underdogs.
I think if they had gotten to 45, if they got to 45, they would have been in the 6th seed instead of the Pistons.
And playing
the
Knicks?
They can beat the Knicks in a series. Yeah. I think they could beat the Knicks in the series.
Yes, yeah, I agree. I think in the East, they could beat Milwaukee in a series. Mm-hmm. They could beat the Knicks in a series. Maybe the Pistons. I don't think Indiana. I don't think Cleveland. I don't think Boston.
Yeah.
I think that's where they are right now. But that's also us saying that they would be clearly in the second group. That your first group is maybe Indiana, Cleveland, and Boston, and that's somewhat matchup dependent too. But if the Hawks are in that Milwaukee Detroit group, that's not a horrible place to be.
Well, how do they beat Orlando?
Oh boy, they got to find a way to be better on the glass. They can't let Banchero throw his weight around literally.
Who we talked about earlier
in the post and Wagner as well. I think it's a very good matchup for the Hawks as long as Okongwu stays out of foul trouble, and then whatever they decide to do to spell Okongwu, whether it's Mohammed Gay playing a little bit more. They've got to stay out of foul trouble. They've got to keep Orlando off the free throw line. Orlando is a very, very good defensive team. They get a lot of stops. In a playoff game where the game slows down, where you start to see a little more enthusiasm about playing defense across the league, Orlando's going to be a very, very tough out. Mm-hmm. But they're not very good offensively. They don't light you up from the three-point line. If you keep them off the free throw line tonight, I think the Hawks have an excellent chance at getting on the plane and going to Boston tonight. Actually, I don't think they'd go to Boston tonight. They'd probably come back home because game one wouldn't be until Sunday.
Yeah, you got a little time.
It's a long time to
come home and hang out.
That's what we were saying. Like,
it's really nice to not be in the play-in.
Get you one.
You really get to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, and even if you are and you win on Tuesday, that's still a pretty good rest.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good 5 days. And honestly, you're a little more sharp playing against a team that would not have played in 8 days, which would be the Boston Celtics.
Right.
So put the Celtics on upset watch for game one if it ends up that way.
Mike, what's going on with our soccer team? Because everybody's back.
I have no idea.
I mean,
no
you
idea.
Know, and I saw your tweet. You know,
no idea.
You thought I was on vacation. I saw your tweet and everything as far as looking at the record. I mean,
yeah.
Is
the worst start ever.
Is it still trying to figure each other out?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be part of it. It's hard to explain because you look at this team on paper.
Right.
This should not be happening. But it is. All right. I mean, if we want to go back and look at Saturday and just kind of look at possible explanations, you score a goal, it's disallowed.
Right.
It's a very 50-50 call that got the goal disallowed. Then on the other end, a few minutes later, after having the goal disallowed, maybe you're letting down a little bit.
Yep.
You foul Carlos Heel, who's going away from goal, dribbling outside the box, but you chop him down right on the line. Penalty, they score. And then with the 1-0 lead, New England just basically starts fouling. And they can get away with that because the referee's not throwing yellow cards for persistent infringement. So it really plays into New England's hands. Atlanta United's got to be mentally stronger in those moments where they concede a goal. But you know what the thing is? I was thinking about it this morning. Like, because I knew this question was coming. Well, what's going on with the soccer team? And I was thinking, well, you know, they need to be mentally tougher when things go against them. But they have been. They were down 3-1 against New York City and won that game. Mm-hmm. You know, they've come back a couple times this year after conceding the first goal. So, I don't know. I think each match is a new set of challenges. I would say two things. Number one, Major League Soccer from Team 1 to Team 30 is so much better now than it was in 2018 when Atlanta United won the Cup. And there are no breaks on the schedule. Like Abe after the game on the postgame show was screaming, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is a horrible. Well, yeah, okay, I understand New England's at the bottom of the table, but they're not that bad. Right. They weren't that bad according to my eye test. It was a little bit easier in 2018 because you would have games again. Like Orlando was terrible that year. Mm-hmm. You know, New England really struggled that year. Philadelphia wasn't very good that year. So you would have games where, okay, you feel pretty good. You know, you can grind out 3 points somehow because you're just better than the other guys. That doesn't really exist anymore, I think, in Major League Soccer. Atlanta United is not going out there every week and is just better than everyone else. I think there's so much more parity in the league and it's harder to win.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
So that's one observation. The other is, if you're looking for the bright side, little glass half full, they are defending a lot better. They have been defending a lot better the last 2 weeks. So, I mean, no open play goals given up on Saturday. You had kind of a fluke goal against Dallas. You're very, very close to, you know, going back-to-back matches with clean sheets. So if you're looking for a silver lining, there would be that.
I thought they played better on Saturday than Philadelphia did. I mean, I thought...
The New England.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, and I totally agree with that. And that's what's frustrating because...
I mean, they hit the post a bunch of times. They had the goal disallowed.
Two goals disallowed, you hit a post and a crossbar.
Yeah, like, they just need to finish. Like, and that's obvious. But they do. They're creating these chances. They just have to put it in the back of the net and not have it get disallowed.
You're totally right, but you've only played eight... You've already played eight matches. You've only won two.
That's true.
You know? I think I tweeted, I'm going to pull this up. I just want to make sure. You've played 23 home matches over the last year plus. I'm sorry, guys. I want to make sure I get this right because this startled me. Yeah, last 23 home matches at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How many of them do you think Atlanta United has won?
Of 23?
Yeah. Of 23? 10? The way you said they had
to be low. Yeah, you got to be low. I was like 7.
6.
Okay.
Really?
Remember when it was, hey,
you couldn't win that building.
Home game, it's an automatic win.
6
Mail it in. Mail it in. Automatic win, you're at the Benz. 6 wins in your last 23 there.
Damn.
You also told us they had like 6 wins in the last 5 years on the road or something like that.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than that, but not much better.
So, yeah, it's just kind of a tough stretch.
But that's the thing. You've really put yourself in a hole here. It's not a big deal. Being in 11th place, 9 points through 8 matches, it's a very forgiving playoff format. You can make that up. The problem is you've dropped a lot of points at home this year already. 2 losses and 2 draws. And you're going to play a lot of road games coming up starting this weekend. So we'll see.
We'll see. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.